Check Podcasts.
The Center for Ocean Applied Sustainable Technologies, or COAST, welcomes you to COAST Talks, showcasing the people, ideas, businesses, and communities driving innovation in Pacific Canada's sustainable blue economy. Brought to you by the South Island Prosperity Partnership.
Welcome to Coast Talks Podcast, a deep dive into the innovations driving Pacific Canada's blue economy. My name is Jason Goldsworthy, and I'm the Executive Director of COAST, the Centre for Ocean Applied Sustainable Technologies. We're Pacific Canada's hub for the sustainable blue economy, and we exist to help industry find new commercial solutions to key challenges, support startups and new ventures to commercialise innovation, engage Indigenous leadership in ocean innovation, and attract talent, capital and partnerships to grow businesses right here in British Columbia. Today's episode of the Coast Talks podcast features Alberni Yachts, a company that designs and manufactures zero-emissions aluminum exploration sailing yachts. We're privileged to have our guest today, Chris Baker, who's the founder of Alberni Yachts, and looking forward to learning more about Chris's path and the direction of Alberni Yachts has taken. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, tell us about Alberni Yachts. Tell us about what Alberni Yachts is doing.
Well, as you mentioned, we're an ambitious startup, and we're looking to launch a sailing yacht brand here on Vancouver Island, starting zero emissions from the beginning. We've got a 65-foot model, which we're launching the brand with. It's designed around a battery room and designed to be zero emissions, so solar and then hydro regeneration, as well as being able to plug into to shore power to put energy back into that battery bank. But the primary method of propulsion being sail, and then an auxiliary motor, and then all of the house load being dealt with by that battery bank. Basically, we're looking to compete with some established builders, mostly in Europe, in this rugged style of exploration yacht, and sort of looking at the market as it is, thought this is a great opportunity for us and for BC and the BC network of marine companies to jump into this the yachting industry and compete. It's a good moment because of the shift towards decarbonization in the whole marine industry. But also we have all the talent to compete in this industry here on the coast already. And we're pulling it together and looking forward to launching.
It's a fantastic journey. And I think it's something that the yachting industry has probably been moving towards, but needing as well. And from a fellow sailor myself, it's definitely a pathway that needs to go. But how did you get started into this world of yachting and sustainable yachting and the direction for Alberni Yachts?
Well, I spent about a decade sailing in the yachting industry, so as a professional crew. And that was about a decade ago. The last decade I've worked in local government here in BC. So I was very fortunate to join that industry, to get licensed and move up and be able to explore some really cool places in the world. Coming from BC, this has always been my favorite place to sail and explore. And I think, the secret's out, and we're seeing more and more large yachts here on the coast every year. Mirabella 5, now M5, is on the coast, which is the largest single-masted sailboat in the world. There's a big schooner called Athos that's been in Victoria recently. And, there's an effort underway by the yachting industry to kind of grow from the traditional cruising grounds of the Mediterranean and the Caribbean. And basically, part of the inspiration for our venture is that, those boats are coming and, we will see some tourism dollars and things like that. But we have an opportunity now to also start building the boats and take part in that part of the industry as well. And there's some great opportunities for employment in some, really high skilled trades associated to boat building and yacht building.
Yeah, and it's I take the message as well. It's a great opportunity to look at how others have done it, you know, the sailing in the Mediterranean, the Caribbean. But now that you're seeing more of that here, it gives us a really good opportunity as a province and as a region to look at improving the way we're doing it. And that, I guess that's a message that Alberni Yachts is pushing the envelope of what is possible in that sailing realm, if that's fair to say.
Basically, you know, our intention, and it's ambitious, we recognize that, but it's to lead. We want to lead on environmental and social responsibility from the outset. So, looking to go zero emissions, but also we're building out of aluminum because it's recyclable, and looking at all the sort of supply chains for the different companies that we're excited to partner with to achieve this. This goal, even the battery manufacturer that we're talking to, they have, they install the battery bank into the vessel, and then they have plans for a second life in a shore installation, and then those batteries are recycled, and then the different components are put back into new batteries again. And we're looking for those kind of opportunities with everyone that we work with. So. And it gives, being a sort of a clean sheet design and a brand new company, it gives us the opportunity to do that, to just aim high and go for it and aim to be the best.
It is an ambitious goal, but it's one that, you know, knowing you, you're well on the path to doing it, and you've got a pretty good team around you. Tell us a little bit more about the team at Alberni Yachts.
So, that's the... you know, one of the most important pieces of this project. So the team, the close team that we're working with, the designer is Ron Holland. So he designed that large sailboat, that M5, the largest single masted sailboat in the world. That's one of his designs, and he's had about a 5-decade career designing some very impressive, both mostly sailing, but some power vessels as well. And he's been involved. There was a project called Hyperion about a decade ago, where they were looking to sort of push the envelope and try to get to as close to zero emissions and as possible. When I explained what I was trying to do, he was excited about it, excited to work here in BC. He mentors in the UBC Naval Architecture and Marine Engineering program. And interested to support the local BC community. And then Laura Fugue is the naval architect that we're working with that came out of that UBC program. So she's, you know, the smart one for any more technical questions. We can always get her back to answer those types of questions maybe sometime in the future.
And there's obviously a big component to the boat building and the boat design. We're moving away from, I guess, the traditional diesel engines, the different types of approaches that have sort of governed boat design for so many years. What do you think is the direction that boat building is going in? Is it in this general direction, or is it we're looking at other alternatives, or is this this is the pathway to go with aluminum and different lightweight structures?
Well, I mean, as far as structure goes, 70% of all the aluminum that's ever been produced is still in circulation. So that recyclability factor is the one that attracted us to aluminum. But there's always advancements being made in different composites, and there's a big problem with the fiberglass that has been used in the past, as far as environmental consequences of proliferation into the environment, and derelict vessels and things like that. But you know, there are efforts being made to make cleaner composites. At this stage, I think aluminum is the best choice, especially for what we're, you know, the type of vessel that we're looking to make, and the places, you know, that in the world that it's capable of getting to, and being repaired and things like that. Welding aluminum is an easy skill to find, sort of thing, out in the world.
And then things like the powertrain. I mean, you're looking at electric powertrain as well, which is batteries, and that's an overall direction that's happening at all scales in boat building and shipping. And I think it's something that obviously makes sense, but there's obviously some complications associated with that.
There are, yeah, and I think it's going to be different. I'm looking forward to sort of doing some more storytelling around that aspect. But living with a battery bank and electric powertrain is going to be different. Right now, with diesel in tanks and propane for cooking and those hydrocarbons, there's compromises that happen. You know, when you're setting out on a voyage with using those fuels, you can't. Just run the engine from here to Hawaii, for example, on your average sailboat. You have to choose when you're going to use it and make different sort of choices. And there'll be a similar but different set of choices to make when you're using a battery bank and have those solar and hydro as ways to regenerate power. So I mean, for example, going for a sail in an afternoon, you're not only out there and enjoying, the wind and being out in the environment, you can also be regenerating power that you're going to use, that evening when you're at anchor and, cooking and have lights on and things like that. So, just a different set of conditions to sail with, but I think ultimately the whole experience will be much better.
And it is kind of that rethinking about what is possible, I guess, in a little bit. And to me, that's a really exciting part of going down this journey with the transitions we're looking at, new technologies in the marine industry. What sort of excites you the most about this world around the changing in boat direction?
Well, I mean, I guess what I'm very excited about is, a lot of the building a boat is a big collaboration. So we're looking in talks with different companies for different aspects of the build. And then also we're continually sort of being approached and finding new companies that we can work with for different aspects, people that are, improving like the user interface, for example. All sorts of different parts of the boat. That's very exciting. Being exposed to those things and seeing just the potential that exists. To be able to even other other products that we'll be able to sort of package for mobility on shore, and companies that we've found that will be able to. Maybe offer their electric bikes or electric personal watercraft or things like that. It's with this shift happening in multiple different industries. It's very exciting to be a part of it and able to make all these different connections with different companies. And you're thinking along the same lines.
Yeah, and you talked earlier as well about, being a part of British Columbia and that sort of direction that BC is taking, and we're very much environmentally sensitive, all of that. So tell us a little bit about why it makes sense to do this in British Columbia and what are the opportunities here?
Well, I mean, we make aluminum here on the coast. We have with the federal government's shipbuilding, they've sort of made efforts to rejuvenate shipbuilding in Canada and specifically on the east and west coasts. But alongside that, those efforts have been lots of training programs and things. So finding very skilled workers that can weld in aluminum and to a very high standard is possible here, as well as all of the technical aspects of integrating an electrical system such as this one. All of those skills are here. We have great universities, great companies working in that the battery, marine battery space, electrical integration, all of those types of things. So I mean, this project is an opportunity to kind of put all of those things together and ultimately end up with a vessel that we can sell and then ultimately we'll be out there exploring the world and will be a really good example of sort of Canada's ocean brand and what we're capable of in the blue economy.
And let's face it, it's a pretty good place in the world to test it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll be your first test subject if you need it.
Sounds great. Yeah.
So Alberni Yachts, tell us a little bit about Port Alberni. For those people who don't know, for the listeners, Port Alberni is located in the sort of the central part of Vancouver Island. It's a fantastic place. But tell us a little bit about Port Alberni and then why Alberni Yachts.
So Port Alberni is on the west coast, and it's at the head of quite a deep inlet that cuts into Vancouver Island at about the midpoint. So it's got a deep sea port. It's had a very sort of industrial history, a lot of resource extraction. However, a lot of those industries have declined, and so about 30 years ago, really, at a certain point, the highest paid workers in Canada were in Port Alberni, but that was in sort of the mid 60s. It's a community that's really looking for new opportunities. They're looking to diversify their economy. One of the things that they're looking towards is the blue economy because of their location on the coast, and they have there's an opportunity there with a very large industrial waterfront that's fairly underutilized to grow companies such as this one and have room to expand. It's also the administrative center of the Newchalneth Tribal Council, and so there's 16 nations that have their administrative offices there in Port Alberni, and we're very much looking forward to working with we've reached out and spoken to some of those First Nations and very much looking to continue those conversations and find ways to collaborate. And that's an important aspect of this project as well, is to really have something that the community can be proud of.
Now, it sounds like a perfect spot for it, and it's a beautiful part of the world too. Been lucky enough to travel there a few times. I wanted to return back to Alberni Yachts. Where are you in the process, and what are the next steps that you see coming up?
So right now we're fairly advanced in the structural design, and to the point where we're right now in the process of receiving bids on building that structure, and then. The stage that we're at right now is working on the electrical system, so that the integration of that electrical system with the different partners that we've found. The other part, I guess, that we're working on right now will be to formalize some of our partnerships, and then start to announce who we're working with for different aspects of the vessel. And then working towards building a prototype, and building that prototype, we have there's a number of different ways to sort of finance that first build. We're looking at different ways to get there, to be able to build a prototype that we can then take to local shows and maybe some international shows, and we often say sort of put in interesting people's hands. So we want to expand the definition of what a yacht is. And different people doing interesting research and ecotourism, different things like that, and try to get the word out and show the world what we're capable of. One thing that I didn't mention was we're also certifying the construction with DNV, so we will we'll be able to serve that international market right from the beginning.
Yeah, and that's an important piece as well, especially to export out, and people maybe not realize that certification piece is an important component of being able to market and commercialize these technologies.
Yeah, that's right, and they're very interesting. you know, they're essentially, well, they're an international company and headquartered in Norway, DNV. But they were, Ron has worked with them on numerous other projects. So I think they'll be great to work with.
So what are the key challenges you see? You said you're working through the powertrain or the electrical integration at the moment. What do you see as some of the key challenges over the next, say, 6 to 12 months to get to Alberni Yachts to the prototype position?
Well, I guess it's figuring out the financing for that that prototype build. You know, we've opportunities like this to talk about what we're doing. We've had some of them, but a larger sort of marketing effort we need to put together and probably attend some of the European boat shows and maybe some in North America as well and the local boat shows. Essentially, once we have all the technical aspect complete and we know what it's going to take to put it all together, then the project just becomes filling an order book. So out into the future, so that we have some certainty about what we're doing going forward. And then ultimately, so we have to start off with our 65-foot model, and we can offer that in three different variants, whether two, three, or four cabins. And the one with the two cabins has a large forward tender garage, which can accommodate up to a 5-meter tender or all kinds of other gear and equipment, if that's the way the owner or institution wants to use the boat. But ultimately, we're intending to fill out a model lineup. So we're intending to be a brand that will compete with some of the larger brands in Europe. So we will ultimately be putting some designs, both smaller and larger, out on our website, and then working through the designs of those vessels as well.
So you talk about order books. So future customers, what's the customer profile for this? You talked about 65 feet, very rugged. So they're very ocean going, competing with some of the other offerings in Europe. What do you see as your customer base?
Yeah. So we're trying to inspire the next generation, basically the next generation that's looking to head out and explore the world. In the sort of the customer profiling, we look at probably entrepreneurs. When I spent time in the yachting industry, for the most part, I was working for entrepreneurs, and so people that want to get out there, explore the natural world, show their families and friends beautiful places, while having the opportunity to also remain connected and continue to run a company. Those sorts of communications capabilities are just continuing to advance, but were possible a decade ago when I was working on boats as well. That type of person that wants to get out, wants to be adventurous, but is also very conscious of their image, potentially their company's image, and wants to have that lighter footprint while they're out there, and to be able to get out there, see those beautiful places, and then not put those places at risk by bringing hundreds of liters of diesel and different hydrocarbons into those spaces.
And it's probably, is it fair to say as well that the trendsetters, there's people that want to be the next thing, and this is kind of it in terms of where boating is going and being less footprint, better integration of different new technologies. I think this is the ultimate in pushing that direction. I think it's a great story, and it looks forward to those customers getting on board with that sort of idea and being, demonstrating what is possible.
Yeah, that's true. And another thing that we've talked about that we'd like to incorporate into our marketing efforts is, because we're marketing towards a person that I think would probably be more interested in those technical aspects and, you know, the fact that it's innovative. And so describing and putting out there more information about sort of the design process and being able to delve in at the point of when we're going through options and having sort of those design or the order, the conversations that come around an order, to be able to you know, really delve into those technical aspects and you know, a different type of marketing for a different type of person than is interested in a lot of the offerings that you know, the traditional yachting market has offered in the past.
There has been quite a lot of advancements, especially in boat design, probably over the last little bit. I look at the America's Cup sailing yachts, where they're now basically flying, literally and figuratively. There is a lot happening in the boat design, boat, you know, advancement in technologies, and you guys are at the cutting edge of that for various reasons. So there is a bit of a community being built around new advancements in boats and boat technology, and you guys fit a part of that whole market, and I guess it's an exciting time to be around.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, things like you know, like sail making, the rig, hydro regeneration, all those components sort of the vessel. All those areas are experiencing a lot of innovation, and it will be very exciting to see what we can offer, and then as things evolve, what we'll be able to offer going forward in those areas as well.
So, from you as an entrepreneur, as building this new business, what are probably the biggest barriers and challenges that you're seeing right now to get that success and build this out to scale?
I mean, I wouldn't say there's a lot of real barriers. I think that we are fortunate to sort of be pulling this this project together at the moment that the greater yachting industry is sort of looking towards solutions like this, and at the time when BC is looking towards the blue economy as an opportunity and a new opportunity to for growth. So, I mean, that, yeah, those are definitely opportunities that we benefit from. I wouldn't say that we're really experiencing a lot of barriers. Most of the conversations that I have, day to day, with when we're looking out for partners and everything else are very positive, and people just light right up when they start talking about sailing and sailboats and, on the level of, you know, the BC network of marine companies, you know, we have nothing but positive things to say. And then also on the level of sort of the different government supports and accelerators that are out there, like yourselves, that's also amazing. I mean, and I think it's amazing and notable in the world, the ecosystem that we have for those types of supports. Last fall, I was in Amsterdam at Metz Trade, and during that show, there was a superyacht conference and then a big marine trade show, and basically it's all for all the components of different vessels. So we were there mostly networking, and you know, that's the competition. That network over there is kind of our competition, but we were there to learn and to network. But while we were there, we were the BC trade representatives met with us, and federal trade representatives met with us, helped, you know, asked, well, you know, what can we do for you? What do you need? Is there a meeting that we can help you find? It was amazing. And the other people there that I was with in the superyacht conference were quite surprised when I would sort of list like what I was up to, you know, at the lunch break or whatever, and who I was meeting with. And you know, they thought it was amazing that I would have that level of support, being from British Columbia, halfway around the world. Yet there's people there from both our provincial government and our federal government that are just looking to clear the way for me and help me out. It's amazing. So I don't have anything. I don't have anything really to say about barriers. It's been an amazing experience so far, and I look forward each day to what's to come.
Well, and from my perspective, I've come in relatively new into the coast world, but seeing the community of blue economy companies around British Columbia sort of get together, and you can just see it growing and building. And that comes down to boat building as well. There's some great other companies around British Columbia that we're starting to see get more involved in that boat building. So do you see, I mean, obviously there's an industry opportunity there for us to do more of that sort of idea. Is that a real capability for BC in the future?
I think so. And, I think there, like I mentioned, there have been some efforts to sort of promote, trades training and things like that. But I think there are some other jurisdictions in the world that, like New Zealand, for example, that do a pretty good job of promoting that boat building industry right from their different educational institutions all the way through supporting internships and different apprenticeships and things like that. So I mean that might be a direction that that BC would benefit from taking, promoting the industry even more. I know there's work being done on also at the federal level, developing Canada's ocean brand. And I think, boat building, but also, adventure sailing could be alongside harvesting sort of activities and things like that. But sailing and exploring and getting out there, I think that's also part of Canada's ocean brand. And, being seen with one of these boats in other places in the world, and people recognizing, kind of where it comes from is sort of part of, that helps promote our country and our ideals and everything as well.
So returning back to Alberni Yachts specifically, that's what we're here to highlight today. What's 2 years' time? You've gone through the prototype. Where is Alberni Yachts in 2 years?
Yeah, hopefully we have a full order book. We're looking to develop other vessels, and I'm running a successful boat building company, alongside some really interesting, exciting people. We're not a scalable company, when I've been in some other accelerators where there's a lot of tech companies that are probably their founders are future billionaires and hopefully future owners of some of our boats, but that's not the path we're on. Building a boat company, we're hoping we'll be able to. It'll be about an 18-month build cycle to build one of our 65-foot models. So if we can be building one to three of those at a time, then that's success. And then I'm really looking forward to also helping our future customers decide what they want on their vessel, and then support them in their ambitions for what they want to see and do out in the world. I think that's going to be a very exciting part of running this company.
Yeah, and it's a great sentiment, isn't it? It's just being part of that whole journey from a boat builder, but also a boat owner and a sailor yourself. I think it's a natural progression to see that wanting to take that next step. I think it's a fantastic narrative.
Well, thank you very much.
We're pretty much out of time. I just want to say thank you, Chris. I know you and I have shared some wonderful discussions over the last few months, and it's great to have you on here and highlight the pathway and the vision for Alberni Yachts. I think it's a great vision, and it's one that fits into the BC market very beautifully. And I wish you all the most successes in the coming years.
Well, thank you very much. And for everybody, check us out at alberniyachts.com. And, we're going to be continuing to update our partnerships and hopefully putting out a newsletter before too long, so people can follow along and reach out if you want to or if you have a company that you think fits with what we're doing, then happy to hear from you.
Absolutely. And from my perspective, please check out Chris and the team at Alberni Yachts. You've been listening to Coast Talks podcast, exploring innovation in the sustainable blue economy. If you'd like to learn more about our work, visit our website at canadacoast.ca or follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Have a great day and thank you for listening.